Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now saying that he's going to threaten, well, he is threatening the media with federal investigation if they pursue birth certificate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He thinks that that's done and over with now. A fraudulent birth certificate should suffice for the American people.
You're one of those birther whacks, right?
I am.
All right.
Hello. I get a little wacky.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, what we are doing, which is, well, I think it's pretty special.
Special?
Yeah, it is special. We are in North Carolina right now, Raleigh.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
And we are broadcasting live out of Truth Radio Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. And so, anyways, in saying that, folks, phone lines are inaccessible, but if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to my fan page, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, by the way, folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Again, phone lines are inaccessible, and I apologize for that, but this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and I'm just kind of curious to know why that is, Jake. I mean,
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are.
You know, I mean, we've only been up since like 2:30 this morning.
That's right.
You know?
It was an early morning, folks. Early morning in Minnesota. Started there, got on an airplane, flew on that airplane, went to Atlanta.
So we actually got on an airplane and flew on that airplane.
It wasn't like a, you know, an antique airplane or something.
It
like
was
at the Reagan Museum.
AirTran.
Yeah.
Oh. Boy, I don't mean to cap on AirTran, but like
I slept most of the way.
Clean your ship or something, right?
Got to scour that baby.
I mean, looked like it was like from the 70s or something, like a burnt hippie airplane.
But we made it up.
Yeah,
we made it down.
Yes, we did.
Then we went from Atlanta to Raleigh, and then
and
what's
interesting, we got off the ship.
Yeah,
and then we got back on the same ship.
I know, strange.
Yeah. It
we
was
should have just stayed on the ship.
Well, we should have, but we didn't know the difference because nobody told us that it was the same ship. It was get off the ship and get back on the ship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they had to clean the ship.
Well, I don't think they cleaned the ship.
They cleaned
because when I got back on the ship, it still stunk.
Maybe they had a
like the burnt hippie ship, right?
Too much hippieism.
It was. And the other thing is why didn't they just keep us up in the air the whole time?
That's what I thought.
Why didn't they just fly from Minneapolis all the way to Raleigh?
I couldn't find them doing that.
Apparently, they didn't know who was on their ship.
That's true. But a lot of people did find out because we passed out a lot of gospel.
But we do have our credentials, and that's all that matters. We got the credentials.
That's
good.
Mr. Dean, do you have your credentials?
Did you think that was worth $100 upgrade per person on that airplane? I mean, because I felt like literally I'm 6'5", massive, studly, my wife tells me.
Broad shoulders.
Totally.
Kind of Hercules looking.
Some people mix me up with Rocky. They call me Brocky.
Fabio.
Fabio. Yeah. No, let's not go to Fabio.
Yeah, I shouldn't really say that. A lot of people are like, ew!
Yes, no, but let's go back to the point here. So we ride first class for a portion of the trip for 2 hours to Atlanta. Okay, then we get back on the airplane. I literally am 6'5", folks. My knees are up against the seats of the guy in front of me. He probably didn't appreciate that, but the fact of the matter is I didn't appreciate that.
You thought it was like a 10-year-old kid digging
No, it was like a sardine can, and it wasn't funny.
It's very close.
If that ever happens again, Jake, you're fired.
I almost got fired for the show, but thankfully our friend who's in the studio with us, Mr. Steve Noble, from Called to Action
Three miracles.
Today,
not one,
performed
not
three
two,
miracles.
But three miracles.
I was trying to figure out why our mixer wasn't working. It was because it wasn't plugged in. I'm not a techie guy.
No, that's true.
I do my best. I have no
administrator.
I have no professional training at all.
Yes.
But I want to make singing my career.
It's been a day, friends. It really has.
Yeah,
we've been
the
up
morning.
Since 10 to 3. We drove down to Minneapolis, got on an airplane, went to Atlanta. Now we're in Raleigh right now. Got to do a bunch of tea parties here. Met our friend Molotov Mitchell.
That's right. Slept there.
Different guy. Man, one in a million. And I told him, I said, you're just a different breed, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you
he's
really
got his
are.
Own breed.
Yeah.
The Molotov
breed. It's almost weird because when you give him his humor back, he almost doesn't know how to respond to
it's
that.
Like, what do you mean, dude?
It's like, Molotov, you're not like the only one that God gave, you know, a sense of humor to, right?
For the record, he's a fellow WND columnist with
yes.
Bradley. Speaking of that, last week's column was, every day is Memorial Day. And the text art that we created for that was, I salute our military, our police, our firefighters, and those who serve we the people.
Amen.
To the good of our people and to the glory of God. And Sandra, Shalom Sandra, Facebooked and said, for that piece on the price of freedom. Now, I've talked about it numerous times in the show. It's a 20-some minute piece. It's called The Price. What is the price of freedom in America? What is it?
Let's
we don't just have it.
Sons of Liberty Radio.
It wasn't free.
Yes.
We'll throw it up right now. You can go check out that video.
We salute those that serve us and magnify the Constitution of the United States, friends. That's what's important.
That's right.
Not those that attempt to just, you know, debate it away, the pith and marrow and the heart of who we are
That's
through
right.
compromise.
We deal with them people.
What is compromise, Jake?
It's, well...
It's actually two men getting together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And agreeing upon what they both know is wrong.
Correct.
Yeah.
See how that works?
You know, I think Abraham Lincoln made the best compromise.
We don't
statement.
Play that.
No.
Yeah.
Compromise, according to Abraham Lincoln, he said, compromise, I love it. I try to get my opponents to do it all the time.
Yes.
They need to compromise
Amen.
Their lack of values.
Great
Truth
point.
Does not compromise ever.
Yeah.
So again, we put the
love
price
him or hate him. Love
That's
him
right.
or hate him.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right for him. Sometimes even the advocates of error say good things.
Yeah.
The price video we're putting online right now, Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Also, too, with us today, Mr. Steve Noble, call to action today. Bradley will be on his show from 4 to 5 out here on the Truth Network in Raleigh, North Carolina, among other stations. And then Steve will be joining us probably next segment of the segment after. Depends if he
the
wants to actually...
The next segment, the segment after.
Or the segment after.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll figure out which place. I mean, after all, he did save the day. He got our Comrex working.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve, very much. But going back to that call, I want to read Sandra's quote to that. She said, for that piece on the price of freedom, which we just posted on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, awesomely cool, and I'm very grateful, even for the tears it provoked. That's how powerful it is, folks. You study the price, you study the cross of Christ, you're not going to have a sin issue. You're going to have people dealing with sin, not compromising with sin and saying, well, this sin is acceptable, this sin is tolerable. Oh, he is the president, or they are Congress, and God does say that all government comes from him, right?
Yes.
No, no, not all government comes from him. Tyranny does not come from God, nor does it come from Christ, and the righteous are to deal with that, i.e. John the Baptist and every single prophet.
I just
in the
read
Old
the
Testament.
Declaration of Independence on the way over here. All of our rights come from God, but Amen. We don't have the right to break God's laws.
Oh, Amen. No, because okay. laws protect those
yes.
rights.
Why so God gave all government
Amen.
Good government.
That's right.
We are called to throw off bad government.
That's our responsibility.
Yes.
Just like love your neighbors yourself. Well, Lord, you'll feed the
you'll
the hungry.
Rebels, you.
You'll close
yes.
the... No, you do that. That's his command to us.
Yeah. Huh. I'm actually, gotcha. I'm actually looking at some of the updates going on right now. Chris Kyle's wife,
yep.
remember the sniper?
Yep.
165 confirmed kills.
Really
yep. His wife is coming out saying someone wanted to kill him 4 months after his death. Well, of course.
Yep.
I think people suspected something was up anyways. He's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
He's dangerous to who? Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Yes.
That's right.
So tyrants had to get rid of good guys like that, and namely some of our friends.
That's right.
Navy
16.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. 30 of them went down about 8 months ago, and that just doesn't happen. Navy SEALs don't die.
Man,
folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty, and with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people? And you're asking the question,
what statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what. You take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to shoot some scripture at you really quick, and I just want you to hear this, okay? And it applies to today. It's not a thing of the past because it's the Old Testament or because it was Jeremiah saying it. But I want you to listen carefully as to why the children of Israel were in trouble, namely during the time of Jeremiah. And I'm just going to read this off, line upon line, precept upon precept. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, "Hear ye the words of this covenant." God's moral laws, Ten Commandments, not ceremonial law. That was fulfilled in Christ. "And speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant." That's exactly what we're seeing happen today, friends. "Which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, bondage, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice and do them according to all the which I have commanded you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God." Now listen to this carefully. "That I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day." Okay? Now if we look at that and take that to the present, we have the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind, modern history, just for the record. Did you like that? Just
for the record.
Yeah. That kind of blended in there really nice, didn't it? But it's interesting. Just for the record, that's the case. When we look at who we are, where we came from, the foundations, our founding forefathers, for example, 56 of them, 25 of them had seminary degrees. The least religious founding forefather, Thomas Paine, was over in France rebuking scientists for taking the praise that was due to God unto themselves. Science, by the way, is the study of creation. How does that work? You know, it's politics. Yeah, you know, so people want to talk about lines between church and state. Politics is what? The science of government. Science again.
Government.
Thank you. Here we go again. But to say that, just listen again. "Then answered I and said, Be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me," Jeremiah, "proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day. rising early and protesting, saying, "Obey my voice." Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their own evil heart. As a matter of fact, we're in Raleigh, North Carolina right now, broadcasting live. I just seen a sticker. Coexist.
Huh?
That's the imagination of your own evil heart. Mm-hmm. Try to coexist over in the Middle East, friends. Why don't you take your religion and go over there and put a sticker on the back of your car that says coexist? See how that works out for you.
Oh, we can't do that because they'll kill us over there, but not in America.
Really? You know, it's interesting, even talking to Molotov again this morning, he was talking about how the moderate Muslims and he said a lot of it's like the Christianity of the day. As scripture tells us in the book of Revelations chapter 3, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth, said Christ. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. So it's hot.
Yep.
It's extreme.
Yep.
Christianity,
it's love,
by its very nature, is aggressive.
Yep.
What he was talking about over in the Middle East, how the Muslims over there, real Muslims, there's no such thing as a moderate, because they want to go ahead and take out the moderate Muslims as well. The real Muslims do.
Okay, so there's one type of Muslim. There's the ones that compromise and all of that, the lukewarm, they're not really Muslims. There is only one type of Muslim.
Yeah, and so go ahead and contrast that with what? Yep. Real Christianity?
That's right.
Of course, so if we were doing our job, as 78% in this country profess their Christianity, if we were all hot, we wouldn't have any of the issues that we have today because we'd be obeying the voice of the covenant.
Yep.
But here's Jeremiah warning them. But this is the point that I want to make. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them, namely their own. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I have made with their fathers. And America's trying to figure out why they're in such a sad state today.
Yeah. Think about the covenant. I mean, think about the covenant that our founders made with the God of heaven. First of all, in order to be in government at that particular time, you had to swear that you believed the Bible was the word of God in many of the state constitutions before you could serve.
You're talking about our forefathers.
That's right.
Yes.
So we look at our covenant because that's what Jeremiah is saying.
Every state preamble starts out acknowledging God Almighty, the God of the Mosaic Institution. Amen.
Of where we get our rights. The Declaration of Independence describes the same thing. So as our founders made a covenant with God, Jeremiah is talking about the people of Israel made that same covenant with God.
Yep.
They were turned into hell when? When they forsook that covenant. In America, where do we go wrong?
No, I like
when
that.
We forsake
government.
That.
Government. I mean, that's I like that blend.
Cover it up.
You see how, just like I just did you?
Sure, I like that.
Okay. All right. See how that
Thank
works?
You, that
that's,
great.
That's love, right?
That's good. Good coverment. Good coverment. We don't have coverment.
It covers a multitude of coverments, right?
Sure. Anybody else got a coverment? But to the point, Jeremiah is saying to the people, you have forsaken your covenant with your God that you made. We made that in America. That's where we had peace. We had justice. We had righteousness. And we had prosperity.
Yeah.
We still have that in the areas where we haven't forsaken the covenant. But overall, when we do forsake that, then comes in the prophetic voice. And says, listen, America, the problem is not in legislation. The problem is not in government. The problem is not in your leaders. The problem is in you. Because you choose your government, and therefore then your government comes out with legislation. When you forsake the covenant of God and you no longer have that as a foundation for your morality and your principles, as Adams said, our Constitution is made for a religious people, a moral people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Why? Because no government can contain human passions unbridled by religion and morality.
Said John Adams, the second president of the United States.
Yes.
And
when he said that, he was identifying the covenant that he was making before God. And said, I will uphold this covenant. Now, the people through generations past forsaking that covenant, that's the answer. It's always the answer. I hear talking heads talk all the time about how bad, the Democratic legislation. Oh, can you believe this rhino did this? No, scratch all of that. Get back to Christ. Where have men forsaken Christ? There's going to be a problem, period.
Of course. Of course. When we look at the foundations of our country, the Constitution and the Bible, the correlation is second to none. Incredible stuff. Separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15.
One of your own brethren.
Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. Republicanism, Exodus 18:28. John Adams, the man that you were just referencing, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now will I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, which are eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God.
Amen. Yeah. I would put my faith and my confidence in that. Now, when we rewind all the way back to the beginning and you said about this coexist thing, you can't go over to their country and coexist.
No.
And you know what? That's fine. I don't want to go to their country, and that is the truth.
They won't. They want to come over to our country and coexist.
And,
yes.
And what's the purpose they want to come over to our country?
Because they want to implement their law. Now, I just say this. If their God was God, then what are they doing over here in the first place?
Why did Satan come in the garden? Was it because he wanted to enjoy the plants? No. He's damned to hell eternally. He knows that. He wants to take as many as he can with him. It's no different than this antagonistic religion called Islam that wants to destroy all goodness on earth under the guise of saying we're good, we're peaceful.
Oh, but Attorney General, man, I'm telling you what, this guy, this
is that hate speech?
That's what he's saying. It might be a federal crime, said Attorney General Eric Holder.
Sounds like Attorney General.
I mean, if he's not gun running, he's blaming the American people for something, right? I mean, he's got to blame you for something. Let's go back to 1854. The United States Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity the way that this administration is, friends, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination.
Yes.
Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans, Wesleyans, Pentecostals, Presbyterians, and the... Had the people during the revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, said your forefathers, friends, the United States Congress in 1854, he said the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. True that. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're coming back with Mr. Steve Noble.
Called to action today.
Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
We are back. Sons of Liberty, live in Raleigh, North Carolina. First time I've been here, actually. And we have the privilege and opportunity to have with us Mr. Steve Noble, called to action today. He's a troublemaker on the airwaves here in Raleigh, Durham, and what's the third creek?
Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill. We try not to mention that too often.
That's a quiet. As a matter of fact, at the Buffalo Wings place, where I've never been there before, but ate there today, and they had this Chapel Hill stuff. Is Duke University around here?
Yes.
Wow.
We're the land of all kinds of messed up liberal colleges. You got Duke University, University of North Carolina, and Chapel Hill, Duke's in Durham.
So how does a guy like you survive? Apparently you homeschool your kids, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody get this guy out of here. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know we had one of those in the studio.
Somebody like you or Bradley calls somebody else a nut job or a wacko. What does that mean exactly?
I don't know. I think it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good then.
So if you're a homeschooled dad, you just told me just recently, you're a homeschooled dad, you got the called to action today,
c2atoday.org.
That's right. Go to it. Don't go to it while you're in his studio. We're here at the studio. For some reason, the server's messed up on there. But it is on Facebook. We posted it on there so you can check this out. We were put in touch with Steve by a number of people out here. Our friend Maltov Mitchell, who we just met with. Also Jerry McLaughlin, who works special guest, and Cindy Hamilton and some of the other marriage amendment supporters. You guys had a phenomenal, amazing precedent set here recently with your legislature, your governor, and then also your stance on on marriage and religious values here in the state of North Carolina. Tell me about that.
Well, I can't imagine what life would have been like for you and Bradley had you been living in North Carolina as opposed to Minnesota. But our legislature had been controlled by the Democrat Party for over 100 years.
Yep.
That's 100 years.
Which all both sides. That's right.
The entire thing. The entire thing controlled by the House and the Senate. And we flip back and forth on governor. So you,
sure.
It just kind of goes with the flow of the nation. But we started fighting for the marriage amendment back in 2004. But, you know, a lot of times, you know it's not going to go anywhere. But you fight anyway.
Yes.
You know that you're not going to win, but that's a stand that needs to be taken anyway, and so you take it. But we never knew way back when we were being faithful, that God would deliver really into the hands of the conservative movement the entire government in North Carolina, which is essentially what's happened.
That is what happened. You know, I want to give it.
So you've got, the you know, the we're more than conquerors. I read that somewhere.
Amen. And the statement you just made, Hudson Taylor said, first, it's impossible. It was impossible in 2004 that you would ever have a marriage amendment. What are you guys doing?
Why
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, why bother?
But then it's difficult. It started getting difficult around 2010, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, year after year, you bang your head against the wall and nothing happens. Listen, we called to action, fought for a marriage amendment since 2004. We also fought for the Pledge of Allegiance, to have every public school in the state of North Carolina offer the Pledge of Allegiance, K through 12. They almost never did it. That took us a year and a half of bludgeoning members of both parties, including the Republicans, who wanted to keep it for a campaign issue. I said, listen, I don't really care about your campaign. I care about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pushed and we bludgeoned for a year and a half, and now every school in North Carolina, K through 12, has to offer, by law, the Pledge of Allegiance every day. But, you know, these things you do because that's what faithfulness is. My deal isn't fruitfulness. That's God's side.
Mm-hmm.
My
You're
side
right.
is faithfulness. So what a great job.
Yep.
All I have to do is be faithful and leave all the results up to God.
And endure a little bit of persecution, yes?
In this country? What, are you kidding me?
In North Carolina.
I don't even
North
care
Carolina.
If you get into a lawsuit
yeah,
with some chick named Rachel Maddow.
Actually, that's a guy. That's a man.
Persecution. In America, persecution is somebody doesn't like my bumper sticker. Oh, no. Let's pray and lay hands on you.
That's right. That shirt really offends me, Stephen. Listen, the way you're talking about now, my pastor doesn't say those things. I'm getting a little offended here. I mean, what's wrong? Can a Muslim still go to heaven? I mean, can't a gay person who is sexually active in his perversion and deviancy, doesn't Jesus love him too?
Well, yeah, he loves him, but he's not forgiven.
He went to the cross to die for that sin so that person could repent of that sin.
Yeah, the ball's
and
in
be
that
washed.
Person's court.
That's right.
That's
it is. And that's self-examination. That's self-responsibility as well. In North Carolina, you have set a miraculous precedent. Folks, I want to bring this to your attention. Steve just said in 2004, this was an impossibility in this state. Now, everybody knows about North Carolina. I had no idea that your legislature had never flipped for over 100 years. No idea. But you know why it flipped? Because the faithful perseverance of the saints. It was the church that stood up and said, I'm not just the church building. I'm We had the connection fixed today. Steve helped us fix that. Also, too, your program here starts at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That's
correct.
Eastern time. And you can find it on, what's the network? Give us that for
it's
us.
It's Truth Radio Network, truthradionetwork.com. But on my website, c2atoday.org, you can stream it there as well. Plus, all the podcasts are up. Everything I've ever done is on a podcast.
And Bradley's going to be joining you for an hour. Now,
right,
you're
the whole show.
You're a homeschool father, and we've done public high schools. We've gone into the lion's den, if you will.
We're going to talk about that.
That's right. And that's going to be interesting. So, folks, you want to check that out. That's the arm of our ministry. You've heard a lot about. It's caused a lot of headlines. But you know what? We're not stopping because, like you all here in North Carolina, you didn't stop in 2004. John Quincy Adams, how many? Every year, I think it was almost every year or every term, he brought forth an anti-slavery amendment. It was always shot down.
Yeah.
But he said, that's not my job, is not to come up with the results. My job is my faithfulness to God.
Now, we can't win should never enter the vocabulary of a Christian.
You always win. whether it's redemptive power.
Well, we operate from victory.
Amen.
Not towards victory.
Man, I love that, brother.
Victory.
Come on now.
So what's the problem? I mean, that's the problem. You know, we were so worried about what are people going to think of us. That's the coexist bumper sticker. The person that drives the coexist car doesn't even want to coexist.
That's right.
And
that's true.
Can't coexist. 2 + 2 = 5 doesn't coexist with 2 + 2 = 4.
There's absolutes and there's standards. They don't change.
You know, some things are true whether you like them or not.
I like this saying. Oftentimes we get into issues down at the Capitol, and we go down to the Capitol as an example, and you've got the goofballs, the national atheists, something or other, and you say to them, oh, well, do you like the Declaration of Independence? Do you like, you know, all of these things? And they're like, well, yeah, of course. I believe we should have our rights. As a matter of fact, my rights are being persecuted by Christians, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, where do your rights come from? I mean, just as a simple question, where do your rights come from? Everybody loves their rights. They want their right to swear, chew bubble gum, smoke in restaurants, you name it. Everybody's got a right that they feel they're being denied. Where do those rights come from? Can we substantiate that by the Word of God? And if we can, then that truly is a right. Then the law can protect that. We don't create special rights and then all of a sudden have to make new laws that are antithetical to the old laws and that will persecute those that are righteous. That law, I'm going to circle it back here again. We're kind of going crazy. But coming back to this marriage amendment in North Carolina, what would you say to states right now that there isn't a shot in the dark for these states?
I don't care whether there's a shot in the dark for the state or not. I don't care who's in control, the legislature. I don't care what's going on. Like in Illinois, that was a huge win that they didn't vote for the marriage situation in Illinois. That's a huge win, but it could turn around and change this fall. So I don't look at the odds. I don't look at who's in charge. I don't look at whether we can win or not. That, to me, as a Christian, that's irrelevant. All that's relevant
to
me
won?
Is I need to preach the unadulterated entire gospel of Jesus Christ, both Old and New Testament. That's the only thing that matters. And that's why I keep saying this is the greatest gig on the planet, because I don't have to worry about the outcome. I already know the outcome. Now, there's the little skirmishes here and there, and that's fine. And yes, it can be frustrating. And believe me, I pull my hair out as much as the next guy. Apparently, Bradley doesn't because he has so much of it. But then again, it's all about faithfulness. So whether you can win or lose should not be an equation that enters into a Christian's mind.
Got it.
Because of who we serve, because of who occupies my life and my body and my spirit and my heart. So I never look at the odds.
And
it just doesn't matter.
He commands us to occupy as well.
Yeah.
When he gave the talents to his
occupy
servants.
Occupy until I come.
Exactly. When he gave the talents to his servants, who was the servant that was cast into darkness? It was the one that took the talent that God gave him and gave it back to him and said, here it is, Lord. Nothing wrong with it. It's exactly how you gave it to me. That's not what he was looking for.
No.
He's looking for his faithfulness to that talent.
Well,
that
a
God
Christian
gave him.
Should never ask, can I? A Christian should only ask, should I? Should I?
And when, maybe? Right?
Well, if you know God's word, you know, 95% of God's will is in his word. We act like he made this plan for each one of us and then hid it, and then we have to go get a big enough shovel to try to find it, which I hate that one. I did a 2-day show called God Loves You, But He Doesn't Have a Plan for Your Life, and I thought I was going to get lynched.
How'd that go?
I thought I was going to get lynched.
Expound on that.
Well, people don't like to hear that. This is the prosperity gospel showing up in the evangelical church.
Yeah.
I want the plan that's going to offer the path of least resistance,
oh,
the biggest
well,
return on investment, and all this nice stuff like Joel Osteen. Well, I'm sorry. Go read the Bible. Have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever
not
read the
Not normally when you
the
watch
Old Testament?
Them, no,
yes,
no.
Thank you. Have you ever read the New Testament? Go show me anybody in the Bible that's lived Joel Osteen's life, except maybe King David a little bit, and then Solomon, who messed it all up and came back around, and that's why we have that great series of books from Solomon.
But David is full of warfare.
I mean,
read Psalms.
I mean, now, David in the Psalms is kind of a whiner, don't you think?
Yeah, right.
Which makes it okay sometimes for us to go to God with our complaints. He's like, yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, and I've also came out of this before.
Absolutely.
And I've brought others through this before,
exactly,
and it's good reassurance to us.
Exactly
but
right.
Your point to David is his kingdom was founded on what? Warfare. Look at the United States of America. What was it founded on? Warfare. How do we have the Declaration of Independence? It was ratified by men who swore their life's blood.
By the way,
some of them dying.
Do you guys ever talk about Switzerland?
From time to time.
I love talking about Switzerland. Why is it? Because everybody in Switzerland learns how to be a sniper.
Yeah.
So here's what Nazi Germany had
it's
to
great.
Do.
It's great.
If Nazi Germany was... You go look at World War I and World War II and look at the entire map of Europe where World War I and World War II took place, and you'll see this big hole in the middle. The big hole is called Switzerland.
Right.
Why is that? Because they were all trained on how to be snipers. Snipers kill officers. So Germany knew that in order to go in and then occupy Switzerland, they'd have to go in with an army of about 4 to 5 million people.
Sure.
Because you can't, when everybody's armed and everybody's trained, you can't touch them.
That's right.
Because all your officers are going to die, and then what's going to happen?
Yep.
Well, that's not going to go well for you. So that's why
they soldiers give up. So what was that? You've heard the story, and I don't know that it's true or not, but they said, look at this wonderful Nazi army. You see all them, they outnumber you 2-1, and this Switzerland man says, and he says to the guy, the Switzerland gentleman, he says, so what are you going to do? And he said, well, then we take 2 shots and we all go home. So you take two shots. Boom, boom. You just got done with the outnumbered army.
That
right
reminds
there.
Me of the French rifle that I saw on eBay. Have you heard this one?
No.
Never fired, dropped once.
I suppose. Dropped once because
Come on.
They were shot,
French,
right?
France. They're not exactly the bravest people on
no.
the planet. Not exactly
well,
the most used
to be.
So never fired, because they won't shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped it once.
Because they
because
were shot.
They were not.
And then there goes there. Folks, see, we have with us again Steve Noble, called to action today. Not tomorrow, today. Again, we are in Raleigh, North Carolina. Taking place right now, tonight, is an event, the Conservative Triangle Unite. We're going to be at an outdoor park. We invite you to come with. We'll post the details on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and we will be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Chime in. Give us your feedback.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sons of Liberty, thank you again, Steve. We appreciate you, brother from another mother.
At c2atoday.org, the website's working right now. And Bradley, you'll be on his show starting at the 4 o'clock
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, so I'm done with this one, then I jump over on his radio program. WYPV 106.3 FM, Northern Michigan, live today. And we just wanted to tell a big shout-out to Brian Summerfield and... We appreciate you, Brian.
Definitely.
We just wanted to let you know that.
A lot of you hear the show.
It's important that you know that.
It's a live show on Saturdays. You guys have been picking that feed up. But now we are here every single day of the week. So Monday through Friday, you'll be hearing the Sons of Liberty. Then tune into our Saturday show, both starting at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, so your thoughts, okay? I wanted to hit on Chris Kyle's wife for a minute. If we get a minute, and I don't know that we have a minute, because we're at the last segments. But in the process of saying that, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple things. I'm just going to shoot them out there. There's no dissonance in these declarations. There's a universal language pervading them all. Having one meaning, they affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. Who said that? Come on, Jake.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, no. Anybody but Benny.
Joseph Story?
No.
It was?
1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents.
Right. Precedents that had been set.
Yeah. How'd that evolution work out for those guys?
It didn't work out.
Yeah, you know how that
goes. We had some good Supreme Court justices, it sounds like.
Yes, we did.
That acknowledges their covenant they made before God and the people.
Okay. Who said this? A nation what does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about.
I just wish he wouldn't have endorsed socialized health care.
Or League of Nations.
Yeah,
and he said he was a Christian man.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Socialism. Was that Woodrow Wilson?
It was. Isn't it interesting, too, when we were at his house, he wasn't there, by the way.
No,
he had a can of soup. He left it down in the basement.
He really did, folks. Campbell's.
He did. Yeah. But it's interesting. They told us that when he was done with his presidency, they literally dropped him off at the front door. That was it. Nothing more.
Have a good day.
Yep, have a good day. See ya.
It's like in that John Adams series. Remember, he gets out of the White House, gets on the stagecoach, sits next to all the common people, and drives his horse thing home. Everybody's looking at him like, you were the president. He's like, yeah, it's me. I'm going home now.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't this big glamorous
thing. Ordinary John.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Ordinary John.
Yes, to the slaves.
Not like, that's true.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
That's terrible.
60 Secret Service guys are falling for
Yeah, by the way, his son was an abolitionist, so let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that was. So America, speaking of what President Woodrow Wilson just said, America has forgotten where it came from because Christians believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in the public, and therein lies the problem.
That's right. That's right.
If you look at your money, whose name is on that money?
Well, it says in God
we trust.
And that's
your public life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a problem
with
the
monetary system. And then when you go to Congress or to the Senate or to your representatives or to your Congress locally, say what do you see all over the building?
Well, you see things like Moses in the Supreme Court building. It's usually a reference to the Ten Commandments because God is the author of law. There's always a reference to God in that declaration.
Yeah.
And we're speaking of the God of the Judeo-Christian, the Christian religion. That's the God we're speaking to.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody understands their foundation. What was it that George Washington rightly said? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Mm-hmm. Friends, the word pillars has a meaning.
Without a pillar, a building falls.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you have an essential pillar up, you better not take it down.
And what did Jesus say? The gates of hell shall
not prevail.
Did you finish your point with Hudson Taylor? That was what it was.
Oh.
I don't think
impossible?
You did. Yes, it
was. In 2004, it was impossible in North Carolina to have a marriage amendment. Then in about 2008, it started to get difficult. Hudson Taylor said, first it's impossible with every great move of God. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, but then it's done. Marriage amendment, done, North Carolina.
Amen.
I love it.
Yes.
Because that's
just
fruit.
Yes, justice is the guardian of
liberty.
Yes.
And it also talks about God's veracity. I mean, Martin Luther brought it up. God's veracity and his immutability. In other words, he cannot change. What happens oftentimes is we get engaged in things that God told us to do in his word. And we say, oh my goodness, well, maybe God wanted me to do that 5 years ago, but it's so hard right now. He can't possibly be wanting me to finish this out. Yes, he does. Now take a hold of his veracity, his dedication to fulfill the promise that he promised you in the first place. Because his immutability, he does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's the God of our founding fathers that inherited his blessing through their prayers and through their blood.
That means he's my daddy.
He's ours
too, right? Here's another thing for you. Just food for thought. How can a conservative say he doesn't want to mix religion with politics?
A conservative?
Yeah, a conservative. What is a conservative?
That?
A conservative is a preservative. Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah, Christ said.
And a patriot means to uphold thine laws. And if a patriot is one to uphold thine laws, whose laws are we talking about?
Yeah, talking about God's laws.
That's right.
Those patriotic laws that keep us free.
That's right. And Christians should know better than that. So. I don't know. Maybe they're
not Christians.
Lines between church and state. Maybe Thomas was just on the wrong side of the fence at the time.
Wrong side of history, wasn't he, Mr.
Jefferson?
He must have been. Maybe they're not Christians. Maybe that's the fundamental question we need to ask. Are they a Christian? Well, sure I am. We just got to keep that out of... there's the problem right there.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, you know, I worship Jesus too, but... It's like, yeah, you go take your butt and stick it in a stadium.
Why is everybody okay, namely the 78% that profess their Christianity? Why are those Christians okay with foreign religions coming into their country, although they are afforded asylum?
But they love Jesus, right?
No, I know that. But do those foreign religions, are they passive like the professed Christians
in
America?
Hey, you know, our founding fathers, I think it was Benjamin Rush. And
shame on the professed
Christians.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah. He bled Calvary with his blood to ratify the covenant, old and new. Only to allow others to come into our country and desecrate the light in the blood in which he died to magnify?
Nope. Our founders actually, and many of them quoted this, they invited folks that were Muslim to come to America. And this is why. Because they knew that when they saw the life of a Christian nation, the government of a Christian nation, they would become converted. They never said, come on over here and practice your religion and your laws, your Sharia law. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even on the table, man. Mm-hmm. What it was is, sure, you can come here. Here's our laws and our customs.
Explain
and we hope that you become converted.
Yes.
Well, that was the Barbary Wars and things like that. And incidentally, we have a congressman in Minnesota. We're in North Carolina today, but
Keith Ellison,
yes, who swore his oath on the Jefferson's Koran,
yeah,
like almost saying like Jefferson read a Koran too. No, he read it then so he could learn how to deal with those barbarians.
Just really quick, speaking of Keith Ellison, isn't he also the president of the LGBT?
Yeah, something like that.
I just wanted to make sure.
Wait a minute.
Aren't the Muslims calling for the execution of homosexuals?
Well, those real Muslims you're talking about? Absolutely.
Is he the fox in the chicken coop?
This is where our homosexual friends need to listen up here.
Yeah.
Who's at the end
of
this?
But we hate them.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
You hate when you tell them the truth, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Truth doesn't hate. Truth brings us to what? Salvation in Christ. If we will bend our knee, if we will bow, if we don't do it now, we will do it when we die. Because every knee shall bow, every knee shall bend, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All paths lead to the judgment seat of Christ.
I was just going
to
say that. Keith Ellison.
Different Keith.
Keith Green, the hippie back in the 80s, said that.
They both had kind of froze.
Yeah, well, he was coming out of the hippie movement.
That's
do you guys remember Keith? Okay, cool. Means you guys are...
That was some interesting music.
I didn't want to say it, because I'm on your show next.
Keith Green on the Bumper Show.
I got to be careful, guys.
Speaking of that, Bradley will be on Steve Noble's show next, Call to Action Today, C2A.org. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And tonight, we join in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Triangle Conservatives Unite. We have an outdoor venue out on Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Laura Long and her group out there. There's already been a whole bunch of folks that have registered in for this. So, folks, join us there. Also, too, throughout the week, we're going to be traveling down to Rockingham, North Carina. We're going to be at the Robertdale Baptist Church.
This is what it's
nights.
Like, just so people know.
Yeah, you find out now.
Yeah, yeah. So we get up at 10 to 3 this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to the airport.
The roosters weren't even up.
Yeah, Jake, yeah, okay, that's true. And it's a terrible place to be when you're up before the birds get up in the morning.
It's not smart.
It's not at all. No. Especially when people want to keep talking to you on the airplane.
I know.
It's like, lady, you know, I'm up here for a reason.
I quick close my eyes.
You know, Jake, you know?
If you could see it, though.
That's a nice way of saying
it. It's like your hands going together. This is Carrie's signature. Chris Lawton's group, also, too, Greenville Tea Party, will be concluding this week, June 6th, on Thursday in South Carolina. Our friends, the Trey Gowdy land down there.
I bet there's a lot of history
tea party
in the States, isn't there?
Oh, tons.
Lots of, yes.
Tons.
Yes.
It'd be nice to indulge in that. But for this week, we are busy, busy, busy bees. We want you to join us. Stay posted on Facebook. We're going to be posting pictures of everything we're doing. Just met with our friend Molotov Mitchell. We'll have some pictures with that as
well. Isn't it Molotov?
Molotov? Maybe it is. Am I pronouncing
it?
Molotov.
You can tell him this. He really didn't know how to respond to someone that could play up to his humor. Did he not? He like looked at me like, are you serious?
I tell the jokes.
Well, it's
dude.
Like, hey,
you know,
hey
you
bro.
Quiet
you know?
Down. You're in my studio.
Yeah, totally. You know?
I tell the jokes.
Put a fake gun in your hand or something.
Ooh, that was crazy.
Right? Yes.
Things, crazy things happen with the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, check out Bradley's last post.
Always in some
it's
sort
called,
of righteous trouble, yes?
Every day is Memorial Day. Bradley just watched The Price, and I posted this video.
I think that's
on
why
Sons
Rachel's
Facebook.
Mad at me, because my hair's... You know, I guess,
that's right.
Yeah.
As long as she can't get hers to grow more than an inch.
That's,
she doesn't want
that
to.
Could be the case.
The price, it rocks. So few understand the price paid. My dad served in World War II. Never talked about it ever. Ever. He's thanking us for this video. Also, too, just recently, Carla Gerber said, just got Bradley Dean's My War documentary today. Folks, you can donate and be a part of this mission, this cause, this life, because we're taking America back. We're restoring those foundations, which are God's, to His honor. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make your tax-deductible donation or become a son or daughter of liberty.
The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Bradley Dean said that.
That was good.
First down, 318, talking 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.